It's a Good Friday. Good Friday with Skumba and Dumiso. Kaya FM 95.9.
So basically today we are rounding off Iplombom when it comes to elections and political parties. Because on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, on the 8th of May, from 7 a.m. up until 9 p.m., we're supposed to be out there voting for whoever that we want to run the country. And when we started the whole series of Iplombom, it started on a note of saying we are not voting because of 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in that case, we had to bring on our political parties to come through here and let them speak for themselves.
Convince you to
And we had to bring the, we couldn't bring everyone because And we tried as a station to bring all parties to come to party and let them explain and maybe convince you as a voter to go out and vote next week Wednesday. So this is what happened. This is just a roundup of what happened in the past couple of weeks.
You're listening to Skumba and Dumiso. Skumba and Dumiso.
Elections are around the corner, and we need to be ready as a country. We need to be ready mentally. We need to be ready emotionally. People are saying abafuna ukuvota because they don't trust
anyone. They see no change.
They don't trust anyone. Why are you guys not voting?
We are joined in studio by Mr. Sai Mamavolo, Chief Electoral Officer from the IEC.
Voting is part of our constitutional design. So if you don't vote, you are in fact giving away your ability to shape the direction of the country, because others will vote and will take those decisions on your behalf.
The leader of the APC, Mr. Themba Kodu.
The APC presents a fresh and a brave new beginning. We are Africanists. We are saying to our people, let us know who we are, where we come from, and unite. Unite as a people and focus on what is in our best interest and looking after public funds. I will not be mesmerized by power because I've had power and I've used it to serve our people.
Salim Simang, all the way from the Democratic Alliance.
People must wake up. People must never, ever, ever fall for this trick. Why are we taxing our poor people into poverty? That's the power about voting, is that I have a vote, a powerful vote, to give to somebody for 5 years. And if they fail, I'll take it and I'll give it to somebody else.
We have the president of the PAC, Mr. Mloto. Mr. Mloto, welcome, cuz.
We are very enthusiastic. Our members' constitutionalists make of 100,000. So nationally, we should have minimum of 900,000.
900,000 people.
Yeah.
So you've got more members than the African National Congress.
That's what you're saying right now. So that's why I need me. We need President Dekan.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mloto.
Thank you.
His other name is Ebril. NC head of elections, the one and only, Mr. Fikile Ebril Mbalula. How many marks would you give ANC?
Out of 10, I'll give ANC 7. We have traversed a very difficult route. First, the economy was bankrupt and collapsed. We quickly had to implement certain things to salvage this economy in this country, to make all of us to live. And Umbeki, Nomandela, and them who came to power were super revolutionaries. We don't appreciate the visionary leadership that we had, and we still marching on 25 years on, and the ANC did so much. The best of the best are in the ANC.
He's in the studio, the one and only Dr. Bushen Ndlozi.
Our future is the brightest in the political terrain, with the hardest thing happening. After Cyril, who's not there, my guy, there's no better future than the EFF. That's the future intellectually, that's the future politically, that's the future developmentally. So we're here to stay. There is no other alternative. We're becoming inevitable. We don't want 25 years. Just give us 5 years. It is time for bold decisions. We got to get it right. There is no point of order formed against us that shall prosper.
So you know. Now yes. Everyone is here. Everyone tried and convinced us. So I don't know. Are you convinced? And are you voting on Wednesday? Oh, it's 600-00959. Have you changed your mind in the weeks that we have been going towards the elections? Have you changed your mind? And I want to ask from you, because as much as you guys work on radio, and you know, when it's just better, you're not supposed to say who we're voting for, because and that is taking away our right, by the way. I want to say who I'm voting for, but I can't because I work on radio. Okay, it's fine. Are you guys voting on Wednesday? Bali?
I'm definitely voting, but in the past couple of weeks, so I started off as not being sure who I'm voting for, because I was like, okay, nothing really speaks to me at the moment. Now, I'm not sure who I'm voting for, because there are so many different elements that I've heard in the past couple of weeks from the guests that we've had on the show that Uncle Shaw, like, I don't know who deserves it
more than anyone else.
So, yeah.
JJ?
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to go vote. I was actually planning to go and spoil a ballot. I thought I was going to get there and still, either way, vote for like five parties. But the, just to be there, but the interviews we've had, I am convinced of one party. I am convinced. I'm actually tempted to say, but I'm not. Obviously, I can't say.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah, you know, you know what?
You're ready.
Yeah.
8 May, you're out there.
Yeah.
What's man?
Well, so for me, elections, I mean, I've always voted and it's been, it's something I've really enjoyed. I remember a friend of and I back in university, we had our own little rally that we call it a post-election rally, which really was an excuse to have a braai and drinks. But it's always something that I've enjoyed. This time, who I'm voting for, there isn't anyone completely good, nor is there anyone completely bad.
Mm.
And I think I probably will end up voting for two different parties, mm-hmm. nationally and provincially,
uh-huh.
Just because I'm not sure one size fits all. And I think different people have different things to offer. So I probably will vote for two different parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that's happened with me, I mean, I voted in all the general elections since 1994. And I think that other than 1994, this is the one election where I realize just how seriously I take my vote. It's such an important thing. And I really would urge anyone who's thinking of not voting to really think long and hard. And so for me, my voting record is actually out in the public domain up until the year, I think, 2006. Because when I wrote my first book, I actually did say who I voted for.
Mm.
And I never used to question how it is that I vote. And I always just voted for one party because I actually believed in that particular party. And since then, and I realized that I have been juvenile about how it is that I vote.
Mm.
You know, when you just go in there, you don't really put any thought. You just, as long as I am punishing this
guy.
Yeah, so voting against something. I actually realized this time around that I'm voting for something. Like, it's so important. I am so clear about who it is that I'm voting for. And like Musibudi, I'm not voting for one party, both nationally and provincially.
It's going to be a tough one when it comes on the... Please, when you call us, don't tell us which party you're voting for. We Tina, stand up. So all we want to know is, we want to know your point of voting on the 8th. When I go to Charles Abraham.
Yes, Kumba.
Shabunga no Chem.
Grand Putan.
Wednesday, Shabunga, your vote.
Yeah, what colors Kumbuza? I mean, guys, you have made, I mean, a big difference. I mean, like, empowering through inviting all those guests. As Abraham, like, Ivory Park, being off in your vote, understand? But after you guys invited those guys, I mean, by changing mentality, and at the same time, since Kaluk vote, I mean, I've never voted for one party. Provincial, being voted Omunye, and national voted Omunye. So, my mind, being a reason. But after all those guys,
thank you, and out, Sam.
I'm ready for Lusat. Sam again,
boy. Hey, James.
Hey, Skumba.
Nandiputuam. Wednesday, Kazlam.
Hey, I'll tell you about
it.
The voter, Konavanya, was energy, Nepawa, and I were arrogant.
So you're voting to make a point.
So yeah, we need a country that will work on collusion. Because what is okay. happening now, some are arrogant and think they can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think if collectively these parties can unite, we can have a better South Africa, unlike now having 45 parties that are working against each other.
There goes a problem. Sharp Kazlamne. Andy.
Hola, Skumba, the guy, Lingan, Sir John.
Simnan, talk to us.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm so voting. So voting, I'm a party. I call we voting from 95 till March. I'm going to have a lot of money. Naturally, I'm going to have a lot of money.
Thank you, now, Sam.
Sagbona,
Olostat. Sam!
Order.
Shabu, Janvit.
Shab, man.
Wednesday.
misconfusing at me.
I know.
You guys did not call all the parties. Now we're going to see 48 parties on the ballot paper, and then we only know about the few.
Mm-hmm. Is it not important then, Sam, to like be an active citizen? Like, have you done research on the other political parties? Have you read a couple of other manifestos? Because obviously, I'm going to call it bonge. You know,
by 48.
I'm on number 16. I'm reading. I'm still number 16.
Oh, so we're number 16 now.
No weekend, yo. No weekend, boy. No weekend, boy.
Yeah, but the weekend is spoiled, man. Just come back because I need to rush and catch up until May 8.
It's a great thing, Ojan. So it's a great thing.
We're supposed to do it. Yeah, but you gave them too much airtime. An hour interview for them was too much. You should have given them at least 10 minutes. Say, convince about until number 48. Then we know what's low, and then we can make up our mind.
Would you be convinced in 10 minutes?
Yes. In 1 minute, I'll be convinced.
Really?
All right.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Anautam. Thank you, Anautam. Mchimbane. Where are the ladies? By the way? Who's on, Bram? Wednesday, we out there, Anautam, voting.
Ngiyabuka wena ntanga yabona shibhe isikhathele mfithi asikhathele ukuthi sidlale emakoneni sibiza amagwinya totot angithola sifuna ukutshintsha ntanga.
So sikuconvincile ukuthi for you to actually go out there and vote, eh?
Ningiconvince kakhulu ngoba manje iGeneva week manje mangilebele ngivulela nilebele nje nibayinvite futhi banginika lento le ukuthi azini ntwana buka ngi-80 kubangene boy.
Nginawe kazana. Thank you mfowethu Jesu. Sophia!
Khumbuzo Hlophe.
Yazi, wangibiza nge-engine number.
Finish and clear, Sikhumba. Sanibona nomdumiso nonke nombali ngiyanithanda, yazi.
Thanda yini. Sophia, siyavota Wednesday.
Sikhumba, ngiyovota. And thanks to your show, guys. Yazi, the show mayiqala, ne? I thought ukuthi sizohleka for 3 hours. I never thought ukuthi izoyenza i-sense engaka empilweni yami. I am voting, and thanks to you, guys.
Hola. No, Sophia, so when they see a vura, see a voter, no maranjan. Oh, hello. Hi.
Hello, Skumba.
Kunjan, sis.
Natchez Korn, it's Korn.
See a voter Wednesday.
Tabile. Yeah, Korn, we are definitely voting. And Shem, go kona la baba talane. Abanye, mabazo beba na manga, mabethi, they are not scared. Uguti, there's a possibility. Uguti, yay! Yabo.
Yeah.
But that will teach them ukuthi they need to lungisa indlela zabo babone ukuthi nathi siyi-youth sidinga ukuthi siholwe abantu abazokhona ukuthi si-relate kubo. Yabona. Balungise ama issues there and there, but otherwise
sizwe.
Shabunjani
mazala?
Shoma mazala.
Let's keep it short.
All right, I'm not talking about it. We're going to find another fan about it. It was really mad. So I'm talking about
it. So in the weeks that we have invited all these political parties, you're still not convinced to go out and vote on Wednesday?
I'm not convinced because once things come to vote, I won't give a shit to anyone. But okay, I'm going to say that I'm going to say that I'm going to say that
it's your democratic right, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Altam, but you must know, good, you're not going out there to vote.
You're still voting.
You're still voting.
Are you okay with us making the decision for you?
Let me just say, good, it's fine. You can make it.
So you can't complain and say, hey, government, I end the next, and I'm going to put my program on it.
Yeah, at least in here and complain about when you have tongue vote. And unlike how I was over saying, but over the rest of government, that I use the
law.
Thank you, Sam.
Fine
enough. Khale, you are the last one.
Rufus SKGP. Jamini, Dumiso KZN Mapanova Ngobo. Naninkona, Ninankotwa. It's Good Friday. I am voting.
Yes.
Thank you to Iplom Plom. Nibabizila Bonke Ngzwile, Ngasabela. I am casting my vote.
And we are looking forward to it.
My nickname is Cavalicious.
Cavalicious.
Right now.
Yeah. Yes, so when I saw the ballot paper, they were excited.
I'm sure I should.
And your vote. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. People have spoken? on Wednesday, we wake up 7 a.m. The voting polls stations will be open 7 up until 9 p.m. So assignments of vote of it. It is important that we go out and vote on Wednesday. Because of a rough shame.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.